Now, Matt, your book is called Conservative Hurricane, How Jeb Bush Remade Florida. However, recent remarks he's made have been deemed not sufficiently conservative enough for some Republican voters, in particular his remark just the other day about immigration.
That's correct, Melissa. And I really think you have to look at Jeb Bush's career in two phases. One, when he was governor, he was really seen as a conservative icon. If you look at his record on cultural issues, abortion, the famous Terri Schiavo case, gun issues, you know, a lot of the controversy about gun issues that we have in our state today really came from legislation during his time. And so I think you can look there at his record as governor, and then you can fast forward to now. This whole debate about immigration really comes from his history. You know, when he decided to move to Florida, he moved to Dade County in Miami, which has a heavy Hispanic influence. He married a Mexican immigrant. He lived outside the country for a year during his early years.
Speaks fluent Spanish.
He speaks fluent Spanish. So he really believes, I think, that if the country's going to move forward, we're going to have to solve this immigration problem. And what is happening in the Republican Party is a real split between really Chamber of Commerce Republicans who want to see some resolution to this because they want good workers to come in, and the more conservative now Tea Party base of the party.
And how do you see that shaping up the GOP primaries in 2016? Do you think that this divisive issue will affect his decision on whether to enter the race? How do you see it affecting the primaries?
Yeah, it will affect the primaries, and whether he runs or not is the $64,000 question that no one can really answer except
and
him.
And Matt, aren't really big donors sitting, keeping their powder dry until Jeb Bush makes a decision?
Yeah, I think his decision will help shape the race. And because what you basically have is you've got a Tea Party wing, a Libertarian wing led by Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, versus more so-called establishment Republicans, you know, Chris Christie, Jeb Bush. And, you know, who gets in and who gets out will determine the shape of the race. Again, you know, if you look at the caucus and the primary lineup, actually, I think Jeb Bush could do okay in Iowa because of his cultural record. He might have some problems in New Hampshire, but really coming down south is where his strength should be. So he definitely has a path to attempt this. Whether he will or not is an open question.
Lots of calls. We want your calls right now as former Florida Governor Jeb Bush calls the illegal immigration an act of love. As President Obama and Senate Democrats push for a comprehensive immigration reform package, we want to know your thoughts about this. We'll go to your calls in just a moment at 549-2937. Jeb Bush defended his comments. They set off a firestorm among conservatives. However, as you said, Matt, he's long advocated for immigration reform. And he elaborated on his remarks when he said that people who come to the U.S. illegally in search of a better life for their children are doing this for their children and their families, and that Americans need more sensitivity to the immigrant experience, that we as Americans need to look at reform not as a problem, but as an opportunity. How tough a political sell is that, though?
It's a difficult sell in the Republican Party, and I mean, the reasons are many. Again, what the Chamber of Commerce part of the Republican Party is looking at is basically workers. And we're an aging nation, and immigrants generally bring in young citizens or citizens-to-be. So, but it's a difficult argument for, I think, the base of the Republican Party because, again, we are in a recovering economy, but it's an economy that's not taking off. And so the old argument is that immigrants are going to take jobs away from Americans who are already here. And again, I think it's a tough lift for the Republican Party. You can see it. Immigration reform is passed in the U.S. Senate, but it's died in the U.S. House, which is controlled by Republicans. So it's a tough lift. The only I think bright spot in terms of this debate for Republicans who support immigration reform is in 2012, a Tea Party candidate didn't win the presidential nomination on the Republican side. So we'll see if that happens again in 2016.
Tea Party Republicans argue that that's why they lost the election. Do you agree or disagree?
In terms of the immigration?
In terms of Mitt Romney being the nominee rather than someone that would be seen more as closely aligned with the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party.
You know, turnout was pretty good. So I think that argument's difficult to, it really doesn't hold water because, you know, it was high turnout on both sides. And that argument would say that Tea Party people stayed home. I think some probably did. But Mitt Romney got torn apart by the president's really attack dogs. And so if you brought in someone even more conservative, I'm not really sure that would have worked.
And we'll go to your calls in just a moment. What are your thoughts about whether America needs comprehensive immigration reform, as former Governor Jeb Bush calls illegal immigration an act of love? Give us a call at 549-2937. Now, Matt, all of this is going on as Rick Scott and former Governors Bush and Martinez are pushing the state legislature to pass a measure that would give a break to students who need low-cost tuition. This would give a break to Florida college students who entered the country illegally to be able to afford college. On the Republican side of the legislature, there's a movement to block this from being heard. But Governor Scott, Jeb Bush, Bob Martinez all saying Florida needs this.
Yeah, Governor Scott's not going to win re-election if he doesn't do better among Hispanic voters. And in 2010, he endorsed a controversial law in Arizona that was very tough on immigrants. So I think he's looking for some help on that issue, and having Jeb Bush and Bob Martinez does help him with that. But that is, again, it's a tough sell in our own Florida legislature, Florida, which is a diverse state. And I think the proponents of this idea are making the argument that it's not the children who entered illegally, it was their parents, and the children shouldn't be held accountable for that. So it'll be interesting to see. I think it's probably the most high-profile issue in our state legislature over the next month, and it's an open question whether it's going to pass now.
It doesn't sound as though you think it will.
Right now, I don't think it would. I think they're going to have a last-minute push and twist some arms to make it happen.
549-2937, as we go to the phones, and your thoughts this morning about America's debate over comprehensive immigration reform. What's your reaction to the comments just made by former Governor Jeb Bush when he called illegal immigration an act of love? Alexander in Kingsland, Georgia. Thanks for calling, Alexander. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to weigh in. I'm a registered Republican, but I do think that we need immigration reform, not only because this problem clearly is not going to go away. You know, it's impossible to, you know, keep people out of a place they truly want to be in. But the interesting part for me is that you get a lot of people who say they don't want immigration reform, they don't want these people here, are the same kind of people who complain about people, you know, living off welfare and food stamps and not doing any work when, you know, we've got this massive glut of people who are very interested in coming to this country and getting jobs and doing productive work. It seems to me that you can't have it both ways. You can't complain about your residents and your citizens who don't want to do work, and then also complain about people who want to be citizens and do productive work.
That's Alex in Kingsland, Georgia. Thanks for the call, Alex. He expresses that dichotomy pretty well, doesn't he?
He really does, and I think the Chamber of Commerce may want to hire Alex as a, as a spokesperson, because that was a good argument. And that's really Jeb Bush's big argument. Over the long term, we're going to need more workers. We're going to need motivated workers, and immigrants provide that.
In your book, let's give the title one more time, a shameless plug for Conservative Hurricane, How Jeb Bush Remade Florida. Do you touch on this this policy question?
We do. I try to look at really his history and why he has come to this position. And another hot button issue that your callers are probably aware of is the Common Core issue about education that Jeb Bush supports.
And continues to support.
Right. And Tea Party supporters are definitely not on board with that. So that's another issue to watch when he makes this decision.
549-2937. Let's go to Ken at the beaches. Hey, Ken. Happy Monday. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call as well. I've been through the immigration process through my wife and now my daughter, and I don't understand the
Where did you come from, Ken?
I'm sorry. My wife and my daughter are from Korea.
Oh, okay.
South Korea.
Okay.
and I met them here in Jacksonville. We've been married now for 8 years, and it's a very simple process. You know, she came over legally. She asked permission, received permission, came over to the United States. 31 days later, my daughter came over, her daughter. And because of that one-day difference, I had to go through the whole process for both of them to become legal citizens. It's a little bit expensive. It was very time-consuming, and I paid a lawyer. It's not that difficult. It's very simple. If you want to be a citizen of the United States, knock on the front door, ask permission to come in. If you're given permission, follow the steps and become a citizen. If not, then don't come in. Whether you are a spouse or a child of a illegal alien, you're here illegally. It's very simple, in my opinion. And again, thank you for taking my call, and have a good day.
Thanks, Ken. That's Ken at the beaches. Matt Corgan, what about that argument, those that say, we have laws, people need to follow the laws as they stand?
Yeah, I think that's the strongest argument among those who oppose these immigration measures, is that, you know, it's the rule of law and we need to stand up for the rule of law. You know, in the gentleman's example, I think it's a little bit different because he's an American citizen who brought over someone as a spouse. It's not quite as easy for a lot of other people to do that. But clearly there are procedures for legal immigration. The question is, American businesses for years have profited off
illegal immigration.
Right, and really haven't enforced it themselves. So, you know, who are we trying to reform? Is it the behavior of illegal immigrants, or is it the behavior of some of these businesses who take immigrants?
Right. Powerful supply and demand forces are at work.
Right.
549-2937. Let's go down to Palatka this morning. Mitchell is on the line. Hey, Mitchell, good morning.
Good morning. I think the issue is not always citizenship. Not everybody that wants to work here really wants to be a citizen. And I have myself worked abroad as a person that overstayed their visa in a foreign country. I was not harassed, of course, as an American in Israel. And I can sympathize with their situation. What we really need here are identification cards for these people that guarantee them the right to come and go home and then come back and work here if they want to, and not necessarily assume that every one of them wants to be a citizen here.
Sort of a guest worker program. Well, and we yeah, thank you, Mitchell. That's Mitchell in Palatka. Thanks for the call. We do have that, Matt, it's not as expansive a program as other countries may have.
Right, and the U.S. Senate bill really provided for a so-called guest worker program. And if my memory serves correct, I mean, it would take you years to become a citizen. I think about a decade if you went along with the U.S. Senate
bill. But there is a path to citizenship.
Correct.
That's the controversy.
Right. You would start with legal status. You would be here legally, but you wouldn't be a citizen, but it would take you a while to become a citizen. And so that's the compromise that the immigration reform supporters are trying to throw out there. And John Boehner, the U.S. Speaker of the House, the other day said he still wants to address this issue, but again, his caucus is very divided on it.
Yeah, the question is, can he harness and whip this caucus and get them all on the same page?
I think it's hard in an election year where the votes are going the Republicans' way right now. I don't think they're looking for a divisive issue. So I would doubt it.
549-2937. What are your thoughts about America's debate over comprehensive immigration reform, as former Governor Jeb Bush calls illegal immigration an act of love? Lots of calls. Brandon on the South Side. Hey, Brandon, thanks for holding. You're on the air. All right, Brandon, give us a call back. 549-2937. Let's go to Ed in Orange Park. Hey, Ed, thanks for calling.
Yes, I'm Hispanic here legally, but I don't see any contradiction in saying that people who want to come here is an act of love, especially if you have children, and being in favor of control of the borders. I don't blame people. I think most Americans who are proud of this country, I blame anybody who wants to come here. The question is that you cannot allow just anybody to just come over here without any type of controls.
Ed, you know, how did you come to America? Tell us your story.
Well, very simple. Of course, I'm from Cuba, so we have a special situation because it's My family came here for freedom exclusively. It wasn't a question of income or money or something like that.
Before the revolution?
No, after the revolution. No, before the revolution, people were free to come in and out of Cuba, go anywhere. In fact, they had one of the highest percentage of people trying to move into Cuba before the revolution. Obviously, that stopped. I have debated many Cuban officials in different forums, including local university, and I always tell them the best job in Cuba in the last 50-plus years being whoever's in charge of processing requests to move into Cuba permanently, because nobody wants to do that. But anyway, it's just a question of this. We are obviously much higher in the degree of economic standard of living than the rest of the world. And I tell my American friends, this is something that, and freedom, of course, the day that nobody wants to come in here, that's the day that one or two things happen. Either we have come down to the level of everybody else, which is probably not a good thing, or the rest of the world catch up to us, which is a good thing. So, but I don't see a problem with being both saying the fact that people who want to come here, especially with kids, it's an act of love, which I think it is, but at the same time have been in favor of full control of the borders. With most of Latin American countries, which is where the bulk of immigrants or people trying to come here illegally come from, because obviously we're close to them, have very tight and very draconian immigration policies,
right,
much worse than we are.
All right, that's Ed. That's Ed in Orange Park. Thanks for that perspective. Nice to get the perspective of a Cuban immigrant to this country. Meanwhile, here's an email from a listener. Just like you can't stop the import of drugs while our citizens demand the drug, you cannot stop immigration as long as companies are hiring illegals. The reform needs to deal with punishing employers.
Yeah, I think that's probably where the source is. And I'm not a security expert, and you have a lot of experts who are listening now, have a military background. I think it's really hard to secure all of our borders. It's a huge country, and we have, miles and miles of shared borders with Canada and Mexico. And I think it's very difficult to do it completely. So if you're not going to be able to do that, what's the solution? And clearly, if there wasn't a source of employment, you'd have less immigration. But do we really want to crack down on employers who are trying to get the economy going? So it's a tough question.
And so we're a couple of years out. But as this internal fight continues to shake out between, as you put it, the Tea Party and the more Chamber of Commerce wings of the Republican Party, who do you think is going to win that fight in 2016?
Well, I think the Chamber of Commerce will have the money on its side. And so as it goes forward, what I think you need to look for is who's getting promoted. Rand Paul is at this Romney gathering that you talked about earlier, where you have a lot of fundraisers. So he's trying to say, listen, I'm not that far off the reservation here in terms of being a Republican, and he's trying to become a little bit more mainstream, I think. We'll see if that works. At the end of the day, you've got a lot of people on the Tea Party side who really don't have that much experience in executive governance, and then more on the mainstream side, like Jeb Bush and Chris Christie, those who've been governors.
Sue on the South Side. Let's get Sue on the air. Hey, Sue, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so for taking my call. Just wanted to share with you one of my experiences, and it's been 25, 30 years ago, but we were transferred to a country far, far away, about a 25-hour flight, and they were very clear we were being transferred there by a huge national company here in the United States. And it was going to be for probably 5 to 10 years, but the receiving country was very clear that upon arrival, we had X amount of months to seek their citizenship. And that was the only way that we were going to be permitted in. Now, that would have been denouncing our United States citizenship, so therefore we declined the transfer and did not go. But I think if we would implement and consider the immigrants upon arrival having citizenships within X amount of months, that possibly could eliminate a lot of the issues that we're incurring today.
That's Sue on the South Side. Thank you for that, Sue. And so your final thoughts, Matt Corrigan?
Well, I think as we're looking forward, and it's kind of interesting, we're all talking about 2016. You know, this president, President Obama, still has 2.5 years left. So, but I think the attention on the election and the attention on what Jeb Bush has said is really shows the rifts within the Republican Party. And they're going to have to deal with that going forward. And whether he runs or not is an open question. But he's really kind of injected himself into the debate, and he's doing it for a reason. Whatever that reason is, we don't know yet.